Okay, so it is 10:30. Let's get started. In the non-Jews' land, and then harvesting in the non-Jews' land that is owned in Israel during Shemitah. So I'm going back to the beginning of Avodah in the non-Jews' land because I have a better way to frame it than I did at the end last time, and it'll only add another couple of seconds to things. So I think it'll help make things more clear. So if you take a look on the sheets that I sent out at source Chav Tes, we're going to look first at three sources from Mishnah/Gemara that I think frame this conversation about working in the non-Jews' land during Shemitah. The first appears in the Mishnah in Shviyas. We saw it last time, source Chav Tes. That you could be supportive of the non-Jew working in during Shemitah. You're not allowed to be supportive of the Jew. You greet them in a Darkei Shalom. That's a separate discussion. And that appears here, but it doesn't clarify what we mean when we say that you're machzik yidei ovdei kochavim. What exactly does that refer to? Machzik could be theoretically physical, you're actually assisting, or it could be verbal, that you're giving encouragement. So that's not clear. However, if you take a look at Source Lamed, the Gemara in Gittin Samach Beis, says, ein odrin im ha'akum b'shvias, that you don't do physical work. So ostensibly, machzikin has to mean verbal. So I am only allowed to help him verbally. So the question then is, does that dictate that I'm not allowed to do work in a non-Jew's field during Shemitah? So indeed, that's the position of the Kaftor Baferach in Source Lamed Aleph. He says, V'amrinan Hasam, he quotes the Gemara in Gin, Ein Odun Imagoy B'Shvias, V'chein Pasach HaRif Zal, he says the Rif agrees with that Gemara, U'pirish Odrin, what Odrin means is Chofrin, digging. And the reason is because the Kedusha remains. Granted, there's no Yovel, there is still Shemitah, so therefore I'm not allowed to work in the field, even though it's the non-Jews' field. So his position is that we see here, you're not allowed to work in a non-Jews' field during Shemitah. However, Rav Kook in Shabbat Haaretz, I brought you here in Source Lamed Beis, says, Ve'ein Raya Meha Dein Odrin Im Anachri B'Shvias. Don't prove anything from the fact that you're not allowed to be Oder with him. Ve'idur Malacha De Rabbanan, which is in fact a rabbinic Malacha, and therefore even rabbinic Malacha is not allowed in the non-Jews' field. Kedemashme quotes you from the Gemara in the beginning of my Katan regarding Cholamoid. Chada De'ein Lanu Raya Da'asamairi B'Sada Shal Nachri. He says, first of all, because there's no proof from here that we're talking about a non-Jews' field. V'yesh lomer the Mary Besada Shal Yisrael, and it could be a Jew's field. He has other reasons for making this point, but his basic message is that this could be talking about a Jew's field, and therefore you cannot deduce anything from there. The Sefer HaTruma takes the position, indeed, that this is a non-Jews field. I should have really presented this before Shabbat Haaretz, I suppose, to be consistent. But so I'll just move it. But the Sefer HaTruma, on your sheet, it's in Lamed Gimel. I'm just going to move it up. Says, Ha'idis nam parakhanisakin ein odunim ha'akum b'shviyas, yizbor kitshala asid lavo, v'alpishen yovel noeg mikomakum shviyas noeg. He says that the Gemara in Gittin is indeed talking about the non-Jews field, and it retains its it's Kedusha. So what you have is one source. The source that says no physical work in the field with the non-Jew. So either this is a non-Jew's field, in which case it teaches me you're not allowed to work in a non-Jew's field, and it's talking about a Malacha de Rabbanan. Or it's talking about a Jew's field, in which case you can't prove anything. Fine. That's source number one. Source number two is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Vav, and I brought it here in source Lamed Dalid. Machriz Rabbiyanai Poku Vizaru B'Shvias Mishum Arnona. Rabbi Yonah declared, go out and plant during Shemitah because of Arnona. Arnona being the king's head tax that he collects. So he says, go out and plant during Shemitah. So what is he doing here, saying you can plant during Shemitah? So there's a machlokas between Rashi and what's brought in the Tosas Harash. Rashi's explanation is seen here in Lamed Hey. Arnona, Rashi says, is Mas Shagoba HaMelech Menatvuos Kach V'Kach Kerim Asad L'Shana. It's a tax, not a head tax, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, it's a tax where you brought in your produce this year. Great, you have to give such and such an amount of produce to the king. It is not clear. Actually, it is clear. I shouldn't say that. It is clear that what we're talking about is not a percentage tax, like what we think of as an income tax, but rather it's a flat amount. So therefore, if you don't plant, you're still going to have to come up with the grain. So you can't just say, well, I didn't plant this year, it was Shemitah. They're not going to buy that. They're going to say, well, guess what? You know, like in Mitzrayim, you have your quota to meet. So therefore, Poku Vizaru Bishvias, and Rashi explains, because Shvias Vizmana said Derabanan Debala Kedushas Haaretz, because we're saying that Shemitah is fundamentally a Derabanan. So Rashi's position is, we are overriding Shemitah to pay the king's tax, and the Sefer Truma says this as well on page Samach Gimel in the same section where I brought the previous quote from the Sefer Truma. That's Rashi's position, is that it's justified because Shemitah is Derabanan, and therefore you're allowed to go do this. Whereas the Tosfos Harash disagrees, and that's in the source Lamed Vav. Poku Uzaru Bishvias Mishum Arnona. He says Bishvias Bizman Azeh Derabanan. He says we're talking about Shemitah Day being Derabanan. Kidiisa Perka Sholayach. Inami. Alternatively, Af Bishvias De'Oraisa. Even within Shemitah De'Oraisa, Mishum Bikuach Nefesh Shari. And the justification is simply because if you didn't provide this, it was a head tax in the sense that if you didn't provide it, it was off with your head. That's not the literal meaning of head tax, but that's the idea. Kidiisa Birushalmi Dishvias. As in fact you find in the version of this Arnona that's discussed in the Yerushalmi, Barishona, Kishaisa Malchus Oneses, when the Malchus was Oneses, when it demanded that you have to give a certain amount. And I guess in that sense it is a head tax, because each person has to provide a certain amount. So Rabbi Yanai decreed that you should plow. And there in the Gemara they said, Nimnu v'gomru ba'aliyas beis nitzav the load. Al kol ha'Torah kula im amar goy li Yisrael lavor. Chutz me'avodazor gil ha'ezer shvichos damim yavor v'aliyeh harig. There on that, the Gemara quotes the famous principle that if a non-Jew tells a Jew to violate the Torah in general for his own benefit, so you go ahead and do it. If the other than for the big three. This isn't one of the big three, so therefore you do it. In other words, according to Tosfos Harash, in this second approach, the issue was pikuach nefesh. Not that Shemitah today is derabanan and therefore this is okay, because after all, the non-Jew is pressing you, and you have a real issue. But rather, it was pikuach nefesh, and therefore it overrode even Shemitah de'oraisa, which is consistent with the Yerushalmi, which presents it in life and death terms. You follow? How this relates to non-Jews' field, we have to get to. But that's the second key source. Got it? That actually is a great Yerushalmi also. I think I mentioned this once before in a shir, although I don't remember where or when. Because there in that sugi, you get the classic story of a Jew who was told to do something. I forget. Oh, to eat treif. It was a Jew who was a tailor with a non-Jew. And so the non-Jew gives him treif to eat, and the Jew refuses. And he says, do it or I'll kill you, or whatever it is. And the Jew still refuses. And he basically gives him a yeshikoach. He says, that's standing up for your religion. He gives him a yeshikoach there. It's the same sugi there in the Yerushalmi. Do you remember when I quoted this? I quoted this in a shir in the base medrash. All right. In any case, the other piece of that Gemara in Sanhedrin, we're going to come back to why that Gemara matters, but the other piece in Sanhedrin is brought in source Lamed Zayin. Rabbi Chia Bar Zanuki, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehotza da Kavukazi la Aber Shana Ba Asya. So the two Chachamim we just mentioned are going to do the Ibor Shana calculation or declaration. That's a separate discussion about doing Ibor Shana outside of Eretz Yisrael, but they're off to do this. Hagabuhu Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish meets them. Itzva Bahadayu, and he joins them. Omar, Ezil Echzi Hechi Abdi Umda. He says, I'd like to see how this is done. Fine. Chazilu Gavr de Kakariv. He sees a certain fellow who is plowing, and apparently they're still in Eretz Yisrael at this point. So Amar Lan, so Reish Lakish says to them, Kohen v'choresh, is this a Kohen who is plowing? The reason being, as I brought you in Rashi and Lamaches, because the Kohenim were suspected of plowing during Shemitah for reasons that are beyond the scope of our discussion right now. But Amrlo, they replied, not necessarily, Yachol Amar Agiston Ani Besocho. He could say, I am an Agiston. What's an Agiston? So Rashi tells us two possibilities. The first possibility is Sachir, I am a hired hand, Vikarka Shel Nachrihu. It's a non-Jew's land, and therefore I am allowed to do it. Obviously supporting the idea that you are allowed to work in a non-Jew's field. And here it's not Odir, it's Choresh. Wow. Inami, alternatively, Mishum Arnona Sachro Bala Bayis Lachrosh. Alternatively, he's working in a Jew's field. But he was hired by the Jewish landowner because the Jewish landowner had to pay Arnona, like we talked about in the previous source, and therefore this was justified even in the field of a Jew. Got it? Okay. So the Beis Yosef, now having seen these three critical sources, number one, Ein Odrin, with the non-Jew, number two, Arnona, and number three, Agistone, now we're able to approach the position of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says a Jew is not allowed to do any avoda in the field of the non-Jew. That's the position of the Beis Yosef. So whereas when we talked about Shemitah today and Ein Kenyan Yesh Kenyan, the Beis Yosef was your happy uncle who said it's okay in Ein Kenyan while the non-Jew owns it and so on. Now he's telling you, that doesn't mean you're allowed to do the avoda there. The I don't know where I got that phrase "happy uncle" from. I was going for something else, but I can't think what. But the Kaftar Vaferach, first of all, brings multiple sources to prohibit. He brings the Ein Odrin source that we talked about from the Mishnah in Shvi'is and from the Gemara in Gittin, and then he asks that there's a Mishnah in Shvi'is which says, if you take a look at source Lamed Tes, it's part of the same Mishnah that we mentioned before, Chochrin Nirin Mino Ovde Kochavim B'Shvi'is, that you are allowed to rent fields that have been plowed from a non-Jew during Shemitah. So I don't understand. How are you going to rent his field and work there? It's during Shemitah. And his answer, which I think we mentioned last time, his answer is that's talking about planting it after Shemitah. You may not rent the field from a Jew after Shemitah, because that means he plowed it during Shemitah, and we are fining him. We're not going to allow him to get this field rented out. However, the Akum's field, go ahead, that will allow you to rent. That's what that Mishnah is actually talking about. It's post-Shemitah. Even though it says B'Shvi'is, it means it was plowed during Shvi'is. It doesn't mean that you're actually renting it during Shvi'is. He also notes that the Baal HaTruma wrote that you are allowed to plow and plant in the Akum's field. We're going to see the Baal HaTruma. And he says Rabbeinu Eliezer doesn't agree. So there. That's the Kaftar HaFerah. The Madani Eretz is what I'm turning to now for the next piece here in terms of what the Beis Yosef himself says. The Beis Yosef agrees that avoda in the Akum's field is not allowed. He agrees with the Kaftar HaFerah on this point. As seen in the Kesef Mishnah in Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chavtes, right? And that's what we see here in Source Mem. Akum Shekana Karka Beretz Yisrael V'Zara B'Shvi'is Peroseh Mutarin. If a non-Jew buys land in the Jew's field, I'm sorry, buys land in Israel, and plants it, the Peros are Mutar, and the whole Svichin thing, right? The Kesef Mishnah comments on that in Mem Aleph, Perish Diver Rabbeinu Kachem. This is what the Rambam means. Akum shakana karka beretz Yisrael v'zara b'shvi'is perusea mutarin. The peras are mutar. Kolomar. V'pneisha sada shal akum. Because it's a non-Jew's field. V'gam lo nevad v'avoda al yedei Yisrael. And no Yisrael worked there. Hilkach mutarim. Therefore it is going to be permitted. So the Kesef Mishnah says the reason the Rambam permits is because a Jew didn't do it. I left out that Svichin part in Mem because we discussed that already in previous shiurim. So I'm not going into that. So based on that, the Beis Yosef says that Jews are not allowed to do malacha in the field of the Akum during Shemitah. And the Madani Eretz commenting on that says, I am shocked at the Shabbat Haaretz Yud Aleph, at the end of Yud Aleph, as well as Torah Haaretz Yud Mem Hei. They say the Kesef Mishnah only prohibits Midi Rabbanan. I'm not clear on why this should only be the Rabbanan. It doesn't sound like it's the Rabbanan. There's no reason to say it's the Rabbanan. Nonetheless, the Beis Yosef's view fits his understanding of the Rambam's view in general. As we saw last time, right? Beis Yosef understands that the Rambam says Yesh Kinyan while the land is owned by the Akum, right? When the land is in the non-Jew's possession, then it is removed from its status as full Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam still says that there is no avoda during that time. The Rambam in Echaz Trumos Aleph Yud in Source Mem Beis. The Rambam writes: Akum Shakara Karka BeEretz Yisrael Lo Hifkiyua Mena Mitzvos Ella Harei He Bekdusha Asa. If a non-Jew purchases land in Israel, he does not remove it from its mitzvos; it retains its kedusha. Lefichach, and therefore, if a Jew will go buy it back afterwards, Imchazer Yisrael Lekacha Mimenu Einak Kibush Yachin, it's not viewed as a brand new kibush such that it's a private kibush. Ella Mafresh Trumos Umaisros Umevi Bikurim Vakol Men Hatara Kilo Nimkur La Akum. You do Truman Meister, you do Bikurim. And then he says, V'yesh kinyan l'akum b'Suria, the non-Jew does have a hold in Suria, such that he removes it from Meisters and from Shvi'is. So we saw this last time, and Josh wasn't happy about it last time. But the fact that when the Rambam talked about the effect of the non-Jews' kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, he mentioned only Truma and Bikurim, even though everywhere else in his discussions he mentions them as a group, including when he discusses Surya right here. Although, as was noted last time, he omitted Bikurim, you know, in his discussion here. But the position that is taken to
Bikurim the first time.
Right, correct. No, I meant when he talked about Surya. So the position is, and this is what the Madani Eretz explains, is that Shviyas includes Avodas Karka, and the Rambam believes that's still relevant when the non-Jew has it. The prohibition against working the land didn't go anywhere when the non-Jew owned it. So rather than sit there and explain that, he simply left the whole thing out. He just said, I'm not mentioning Shviyas. And so, when the Rambam writes in Source Mem Gimel, Machzikin Yidei Akum B'Shviyas B'Dvarim Bilvan, you're allowed to encourage them verbally. Kigon Shera'ahu Choresh O'Zoreah, if you saw him plowing, you saw him planting. Omer Lo Tischazek Tatzliach, and so on. Because there's no mitzvah of Shviyas Haaretz for them, so you can only be Machzik verbally. And the Beis Yosef says, yeah! Because it's talking about an Akum's field, and you're not allowed to do anything with him, so be mechazik him means verbally. I did note last time that others will consider this to be somewhat hypocritical of the Beis Yosef. That if you believe Yesh Kinyan when the non-Jew owns it, then you are allowed to do it. These are people who don't actually agree with him. But they say, be consistent. If there's Yesh Kinyan, then you are allowed to work in the fields. Tosos in Gittin Samach Bezim et Aleph in Soros Mem Dalid uses that as a point to challenge. He says, Ein Oder Makum B'Shviyas. V'hadak Amar B'Perek Zebor, when the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chavav says, Gabe Kohen V'Choresh, right? When Reish Lakish charges, he's a Kohen plowing. Yochalom Alo Agiston Yibesocha. The response could be, no, I am an Agiston. Meferesh Rabbeinu Tam, Agiston B'Karka Shemekavlin Min HaMelech Lefra Kach Vakach Tvua B'Shviyas. This is a field that we accepted from the king to work, and we told him we're going to give him a certain amount every year. It's a rental fee. Kedamar Asim Le'el Mina Rabbi Yanai Machris Poku V'Zayru Arnona B'Shviyas. As the previous Gemara said regarding the Arnona. Right? So so when it says Ein Odrin, he says, what do I do regarding the Kohen B'Choresh? He can say, I am an Agiston, I had to pay a certain amount to the king. Right? Just like so he takes Argiston and Arnona and he blends the two together. Right? Vishema sakanas nefashos ikoim lo yifru umas lamelech. Maybe it will be dangerous otherwise if you didn't do this. Inami, alternatively, kasabar yesh kinyan lanachri ba'aretz lafkiyam yishviyas. That's the point that I wanted to pull from this. Is you could say the answer is yesh kinyan, and that would be why you would be justified in working in the non-Jews field. So he believes that if you believe yesh kinyan, I personally don't. But if you do, you're able to when work in the field of the Nachri. That's what Tosfos is saying. And the Ma'arit has this, and the Sefer HaTrumah has this. I said all this last time. That's why I'm running through this. I'm just reorganizing it in a way that I think it explains it better. But that's the core idea here. So again, what have we seen in this 15-minute race? Number one, we've seen three critical sources: Ein Odrin, Arnona, and Agiston, which frame the discussion. The Ein Odrin, the question is it talking about working in the Jews' field or working with the non-Jews' field? When it says that you're not supposed to do physical work with them, that you're only allowed to offer verbal chizuk, there is the Arnona, in which you are told you are allowed to go plant during Shemitah due to Arnona, which may mean we are now overriding Shemitah Derabanan in order to pay the tax, or may mean, no, it's only allowed because of Pikuach Nefesh. But our assumption is I'm not going to assume anything. Hold on. We have to get back to what we're going to assume. And then we have this Agiston discussion, which is either per Rashi working in the Akum's field or, per second view in Rashi, working in the Jews' field because of Pikuach Nefesh. The Beis Yosef's position, like the Kafta Beferot's position, is you are not allowed to do Avoda in the field. And that fits his understanding of the Rambam's view, that he says, Yesh Kinyan, when the non-Jew owns it, nonetheless, the Rambam says, a Jew is not allowed to do the Malacha, against the position of those who say, if you believe Yesh Kinyan, you should be able to do Malacha. Good? Okay? Again, it's a little quick, but it's just recapping stuff from, reorganizing stuff from last time. So there are those, this is now new, there are those who permit avoda in an Akum's field midirabanan, and in certain cases even midirabanan as follows. The grounds to permit biblically, the grounds to permit biblically are found in the Torah's Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Well, not the grounds, but the statement to permit biblically is found in the Torah's Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. If you take a look at source Mem Hei, and there are those who contend that this is the Truma, right? But if you look in the beginning, there's a little note saying, no, actually, only the beginning is. And the rest of this is actually the Torah speaking. Ve'in shviyas no heges le'inyan iser zriya v'charisha be'eretz yisrael mid'araisa ela mid'rabanan. Shemitah does not apply regarding planting and plowing in Israel biblically. It only applies rabbinically. U'bisdei Yisrael hu da'asar. In a Jew's field is where it's asar. Abalo b'sdei agoy, but not in the non-Jew's field. And he doesn't explain why. He simply says, azoy. That's the rule. The Sefer HaTruma, who is, I brought you here, he's also mentioned in Shabbat Haaretz to Hilchot Shriyas Ches. He says you're allowed to do all malacha in the non-Jews' field because we don't say Kidshala Asid Lavo. That's the rationale. And he goes through our three sources. So take a look. He says that, actually no, he didn't, I'm sorry, I didn't bring the whole piece, I just brought you the one line. So I'm going to explain it outside, I guess I didn't bring the whole thing. He says, look, as far as the Ein Odrin source, right, the source that said not to hoe with the Akum in his field, he says that's according to the view that Kidsha La'asid Lavo. That's according to the view that it has Kedusha. So therefore I don't need to worry about it. Right? Right? He says, that view says, Kitcha La'asid Lavo. So, I don't hold that way, so I'm good. As far as the Agistone source, that said that he could answer, I am an Agistone, he says, yeah, that's exactly it. I am working in the non-Jews field. You follow? When it said that, again, Rish Lakish sees his fellow plowing, it says, what are you doing plowing in Shemitah? Right? And their response is, he could claim, I am an Agistone. What that means is, he's working in the non-Jews field, and that's his justification for it.
It's not the case of Arnona.
It's not Arnona at all. It's a completely separate discussion. I'm a hired hand in the non-Jews field. Nothing to do with Arnona. Correct.
All these sources are big enough that they're supposed to be able to use it whenever they want.
Correct. And they do. And as far as the Arnona case, he says that's talking about Karka Yisrael, that's some of the Jews' land, and that's why he needs the heter of Arnona. And it doesn't need to be Sakana, because even in Karka Yisrael, it's a Derabana. That's the idea. So again, the view that says this is actually Mutar Midra Oraisa is the Torah's view in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, which he doesn't explain, he simply states. And the Sefer HaTruma's position, he goes through each of the sources, and as Josh said, he's able to explain each one to show that you can do what you want in the field of a non-Jew. Okay. There are others who say that you're not allowed to do biblical malacha, but you're allowed to do rabbinic malacha. Rabbinically prohibit, that which normally the Rabbanan prohibit during Shemitah, they will permit in this field. The Yeshua's Malko, Yeridea Nun Vav, is one example in source Mem Zayin. And again, he doesn't explain why. He just says, as I state, he says, Ulamisha Ashad Chukalo Bioser. Okay, someone who for whom it's very difficult, right? Ef Shashiatirulo Basin Elab Malachal Shasurin Midirabanan. So he says, Basin is not going to permit him to do anything other than that which is rabbinically prohibited. Uvacharisha and plowing came in Shemutar ad Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Nachash ad Rosh Hashanah, ve'achakach lahashkos mayim sheinu ala midrabanan. As far as plowing, we will let him do that until Rosh Hashanah, because that's allowed until Rosh Hashanah, and then after that he can just irrigate, because that's a midrabanan. Ava malachas de'oraisa, but biblical. Ava agav sheshviyas bizman hazed de'rabanan. Kashem o'od lahatir gam lo yikubal lahetu ay de'rov chachamim. He says, we're not getting past malachas de'rabanan. The Machad Rabbanan, fine, the Chak, that's it, but that's about it. The Beis Halevi quotes the Kavna Rav as permitting me the Rabbanan, although he personally states I don't agree with him. In Suras Melches, Umashemuva Behamelitz, it was brought in the journal Hamelitz. The Shama Meish Emunim, he heard from the author of this piece, he heard from a person who is trusted. The Arba Gaonu Migdolet Migdolet Dorenu Yichu Niskamtsu Viyatza Adavar Lahatra Avodas Hasada Bishvias. There was a big conference and they decided to permit the field during Shemitah. Visasam Hadvarim. Kadeshia Muvan Shiitiru Akol. He was very careful. He made it sound like they permitted everything. By not specifying what they permitted. He says, Hamivaser Azeh Shama Vital. The person who informed us of this was mistaken. Kihim lo itiru. They did not permit. Rak adraba asru. Kasher kvar noda ade pi agona mekubal agona gadol. Ad bezin de kavna shlita. The kavna rav. Asher lo hitir. Rak kasav sheyim kru asados lenachri. He didn't permit it. What he said was, sell the field to the non-Jew. Vegam acharisha vazuya vakitzira shem asru mi del raisa yi lai de nachri davka. He said the malacha del raisa has to be done via a non-Jew. Rak malacha shem adrabanan hita lai de yisrael achar machira. Only the drabanans did he permit via a Jew after the land has actually been sold to a non-Jew. But that's it. Not this broad sweeping heter that you're talking about. And then he adds in brackets, Vagam ki gamzalo yitachi ledati lefi halacha. You should know, I disagree. Ava beloze harul iser. But without that, they for sure, even the ones who permit with the heter machira are not going to permit anything further than that. So all that they are allowing, I am not, Beis Halevi says, but they are allowing is the field being sold to the non-Jew and then malacha derabanan being done. And indeed, that's the position of Rav Kook. In Shabbat Haaretz. In Shabbat Haaretz, in the section where he goes to Hilchos Shviyos, Ches Ches, he writes the following, source Memtes. V'kevin she'efshar lavo laheter ha'avoda v'hataras haperos v'afkaz kedush ha'shviyos ki ma'yidei mechira l'nachri. He says, since it is not possible to permit the avoda and the produce of that avoda by removing kedush ha'shviyos unless you sell it to a non-Jew. V'kevin she'efshar gadol. And since the loss, if you didn't do this, would be great, it's hard for a lot of people living here to do this. So therefore, some say you are allowed to. You have to know when you read the Rambam in Hilchos Shviyos and Shabbat Haaretz, everything is some say with a little note on the side telling you who the some are. But watch what he does with it. He says, some say, some say you are allowed to sell it to the non-Jew in order to remove the Kedusha of Shemitah. And then the Jew can do the Avodah. Without Kedusha Shemitah. So he's taking that language of the Agistone and applying it here. I think that means he's saying that that's actually what's going on there, that it's the Sada of a Nachri, but I can't prove that. Visomchen, and now here's the part where he goes past it being a Yesh Omrim. Visomchen al zeh bishas hadchak bizman hazeh. Right? People depend on this today. Shemitzarfen lezeh gamkin mashish safek b'minyan shnas ha-shmitah, adding to it the doubt that we already discussed weeks back about what your Shemitah is. The Elish Osiris Lavodo Shemin Torah, Shein Zriyo Ktsira Zmiru Betsira, Ayyidei Nachri. But the biblical ones, they have a non-Jew do. The Ga, which he defines as planting and harvesting and pruning. The Gam Harisha Osim Ayyidei Nachri, Mefshar Adavar Sholas Ayyidei Yisrael, they also have the plowing done by the non-Jew where possible. Separate discussion about plowing. Okay? So Rav Kook's position is that you sell it to a non-Jew, and then the Derabbanan may be done there. In the Madanei Eretz, which Shlomo Zalman brings from the Gra in Yoredeya, as the grounds that they give to permit the Malacha Derabbanan. The Gra I brought you here in Source Nun. V'od Kasav, and when he says V'od Kasav, he means the Sefer HaTrumah. That's brackets is what I added. The Sefer HaTrumah wrote, "Dibismana zeh yesh kinyan lo v'kochav beretz Yisrael kemen shumi derabanan." That since Shemitah fundamentally, Kedushas Haaretz fundamentally is derabanan today, the non-Jews kinyan works. Ukumoshe kasavki sham v'chein b'shviyas bismana zeh. His first part of it is because he's talking about Truma and Meiser and there in that discussion also. But his point is, the Gra says that the Sefer Truma says that there is Kenyan today, since it's Derabbanan, as I have written, and so too for Shemitah. So the Madanei Eretz Beis, it's pages 18-19 in Madanei Eretz, says that the permitters understand the Gra to say that even with Kedushas HaAretz, fundamentally it's Derabbanan, and therefore we say that Yesh Kenyan, like in Syria. And therefore, they permit working the land that was bought by the Akum. Okay, so that would be their grounds for permitting. So there are those who. So again, we have Beis Yosef saying no avoda. We have the Tur and Sefer Truma saying you can even do malacha de oraisa, reading the sources that we brought before in that way to justify it. And then you have this logical position of saying, no, Malacha Derabbanan will permit. Yeshua's Makos says it without offering logic, without permitting it. The Beis Halevi says the Kavna Rav permitted it, although he personally disagrees. Rav Kook in Shabbat HaAretz saying, well, after all, you have Yesh Kinyan, and you have doubt about the proper year, so he's going to give you a heter to do it Derabbanan, and possibly based on this Gra. One question that just sort of stands out that the Madanei Eretz mentions in Ches Yud Gimel, and I thought was worth noting. The Ri Kurkus, you'll recall, I brought it here to refresh your memory in Source Nun Aleph. Remember we had the whole discussion about the cities that they left when they came back from Bavel? And that was for the sake of the Aniyim, and we didn't know what that meant. What was for the sake of the Aniyim? How were the Aniyim going to benefit? So one of the positions taken in the Ri Kurkus, one of his suggestions was that the space was left for the Aniyim so that they could find work there in the non-Jews' field. Right? That wasn't his maskana. He objected in the end because it doesn't really fit the Rambam's language. But I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that the areas automatically had Kedusha such that you can't work in a non-Jew's field, then what do you do with the Ma'ari Kurkus? Ostensibly, he will have to side with the views that say that there is work you could do. I would think. The upshot of this is found in the Madanei Eretz in the part that I brought you here in Nun Beis. He says the following, Ulam, Heyos shagam lefi divrehem ein ze eladas yachid, meaning divrehem of the matirin. Even according to those who permit, this view of the gra is a das yachid. That's what he's talking about. V'gam neged achor shulchan aruch v'chol haposkim desabi shagam esman ezek kaimelan de'ein kinyan le'nachri. It's against all those who say that there is no kinyan for the non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. V'chazina nami, and we even see that avshal e'in trumos u'maisros kasav agrazal v'feirish de'Eretz Yisrael chashav le'in zekmo Surya. Granted that regarding Truman Meister, the Gra wrote that it's like Surya. V'afo p'kein lo shamanu shinigu b'zekmo so, and we don't find that they actually agree with him to practice this. Umafrishin Shaper Trumus Maisus Virushal Aku Shnigma Malachana Maisa Bide Yisrael. He says we don't follow the Gra. The other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle were separating Truman Meiser from produce of the Akum grew in Israel in his field. So therefore he says this really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. That come Shemitah, we are now going to say Yesh Kinyan for the Akum, and now I can go do Malacha there. Right, all 6 years, I'm saying Ein Kinyan, and I'm separating true and nicer, and making a bracha on it. But come Shemitah, I'm going to say, I can go do malacha there. So he's made a pretty good argument. Mikol makom, nonetheless, Mishum mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, I wonder what I did there. By Samchu, yeah. Samchu bazeh, the joys of OCR. Samchu bazeh mipnei hadchak al das yachid. Therefore, they were willing to depend on that das yachid for this purpose. V'lachein lo ratzu lismoch al heter zeh, ela in avodos derabbanan, dabalei trei derabbanan. But at least, only the derabbanans. Because that way, you'll have the double derabbanan involved in terms of the kedusha bizman hazeh and the shmita bizman hazeh and the avoda, I'm sorry, the shmita bizman hazeh and the avoda itself being a derabbanan. But not as far as malachos which have a core de'oraisa basis in the Torah. And then only because of those who are needy, who have to do. So he says the view of those who permit is only going to be for the derabbanans because we're stuck. But that's it. that's all he's going to allow. Last point within this discussion is just a unique issue within Avodah that I'm not going to discuss in depth here, because I want to come back to it when we talk about working on trees during Shemitah. But just worth noting, the Rambam in Shemitah V'Yovel, I brought you one piece of it, his concluding line in this segment, says, after having listed Malachos Derabbanan that you're allowed to do for trees during Shemitah, he says, Mahi Tiru Kol Eila, why did they permit all this? Shemlo Yashke Te'asa Ha'aretz Melecha V'Yamus Kol Eit Shabbat. Because if you don't, the land will become salted, meaning that if you don't do all these things, the land will not be good. V'Yamus Kol Eit Shabbat, and the trees will die. And since these are all Derabbanans, they didn't make the decree for this, meaning for working on the tree, because these aren't the Deoraisas. The Deoraisas are the other ones I have explained. Right? Not these. So these malachos are permitted for the sake of the tree. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in Ma'adanei Eretz Tes Ches goes into a whole discussion about this. What about in a non-Jew's field? Will you be allowed to do these derabbanans in the non-Jew's field? It's not your tree. It's his tree. But on the other hand, you use the peiros. So the question in part is it really for the sake of the tree, or is it for the sake of the peiros? And that's a whole discussion. He has a great... I was going on at length in my notes, and I said, you know what? This really makes sense under the discussion about supporting trees, because we need to get a better understanding of what exactly the issue is there. So that's something that we're going to have to come back to. Okay, next piece.
When Rabbi, yeah. I think
yeah, please.
I think the way Rabbi won when he had this idea of working, whether you're allowed to work the fields in the Shemitah year.
Yeah.
It's all on the comparison between Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Suri is Rabbanan and this Rabbanan. So do we say the same way Suri is Rabbanan, Yesh Kinyan, and you can do everything, and so too nowadays you can also do Yesh Kinyan? Or do we say that no, that even though Eretz Yisrael is Rabbanan now, we can't compare it to Suri. Suri is a Yesh Kinyan because it never really had the full status of Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Yisrael, so you can never totally be Mafia. The Kedusha, and then we have the Yishkin, and then you're still going to have problems working
right.
in the land.
Right.
I might have touched upon it, but I think that's another reason to describe why it would be that you can do Avodah or not.
Or not. Right. No, that's true. It's worth the expansion. Thank you. Okay. Last piece that I wanted to do here is the issue of harvesting in the land of the Akum. Okay. So, initially, it appears that Kitzira is prohibited. We've been listing it as one of the Deoraisa Malachos, right? Zeria, Kitzira, Zemira, Bitzira. They rhyme. But the Ma'adanei Eretz says not necessarily, because he thinks that it's a misunderstanding of what exactly is the Deoraisa in Kitzira and Bitzira. Essentially, what he says is these are actually two different Deoraisas. Take a look at Source Nundalid. Nira Lathinius Daiti. Da'av she'ikar chiluk ze l'chalek bein malachas de'oraisa l'malachas de'rabbanan yesh lo yisod gadol b'klalei ha'halacha. He says, I don't dispute the fact that there is reason to distinguish between the de'oraisa and the de'rabbanans. Absolutely. B'chol ze karov adavar levadai d'mashemanu gam kitzira u'bitzira bein ha'malachas ha'asuros hu'rak shigra delishna. Nonetheless, he says, it's very likely that the fact that they include it along with the Malachas HaAsuros is simply because that's the flow of the language. We're used to like Cheresha Devakatan. Derenira Lafenias Daiti. Da'ava Pisha Malachas Kitzira Bitzira Mufu Rashos Hin B'Da'al Raisa. Granted that the Torah explicitly says, don't do these things in Shemitah, right? And so on. Mikol makom mutaros hein besadeh shel akum kasher yivuar. Nonetheless, they will be permitted in a non-Jew's field. In other words, don't make the mistake of saying all derabbanans are going to be mutar in a non-Jew's field, tzarech, aniyim, whatever, and all deoraisas are going to be asur, because there are two different kinds of deoraisa. And the idea is that Kitzira is not a form of Avodas Karka. The reason why the Torah says not to harvest, and Kitzira is harvesting grain, and Bitzira is harvesting grapes, the reason the Torah says not to do that is because of Kedusha and Hefker. That's the idea. And he walks you through it here. He says, Hine, source nun hei, davar zeh pashut hu, de'at b'chia gavna she'ikra malacha hu rak lehetiv es haperos shel shishis. Actually, no, I'm sorry. That's already when he gets his proofs. I'm not up to that yet. I want to explain first and then get to his proofs. He says, Kitzira and Bitzira are off limits. I'm not allowed to harvest the produce because I have an obligation to make it hefker, not because I have an iser malacha. That's his core idea. The Mabit, remember, the Mabit and Ma'arit disagreed with the Beis Yosef regarding limiting Ein Kinyan, right? And saying Ein Kinyan only means when the Jew buys it back, and Yesh Kinyan when the non-Jew owns it, right? They disagreed about that. But they agree with the Beis Yosef that the product of the Akum's field does not have Kedushas Shvius. And as far as the requirement to make produce hefker, the Akum doesn't have any requirement to make his produce hefker. So the idea is that even though you're right that Malacha de Oraisa will be also in the Akum's field, they had their disagreements with the Beis Yosef. They agree with him that the produce in the Akum's field does not become hefker, and it doesn't have Kedushas Shvius. That's the idea. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with harvesting it. Okay? The Malacha de Oraisa that I'm not supposed to work in his field, in terms of pruning, let's say, or planting, let's say, that's about the land's Kedusha. And that's subject to a debate about the Kedusha of the land. However, the Isser of harvesting the produce isn't about working the land. It's about whether the produce is supposed to be made hefker, whether the produce has Kedusha Shvius. And he says, nobody believes that the produce growing in the Akum's land is hefker and has Kedusha Shvius. That's the argument that the Madani Eretz brings. And he says, I'll prove it to you. And that's now what we're up to in Nun Hei. He brings you sources to prove it. He says, number one, he says, when the malacha you're doing is just to work on the produce of the sixth year, right? In other words, there's stuff still on the trees, not on the trees, stuff in the ground from the sixth year. You're not allowed to do it in Shemitah, right? As the Mishnah says in Shvius. And yet, Mavur b'Yerushalmi Shvius Perek Vav Halacha Beis the Perushishis Shenichnasu l'Shvius Mutarim Shaber b'Ktziro b'Tzira, but you're allowed to harvest the stuff from year 6 that extended into year 7 that was sitting in the field. You follow? So he says, if you're going to let me work on it, clearly the issue is not an issue of Kedusha of the land. The issue is Kedusha of the produce. This is produce from year 6. No kedusha, able to harvest. And umehai tamanami, a noe klav iser katsira beitzim ha'omdim lahasaka. Kevin de la tafsi beitzim shum kedusha. He says that's the same reason why you're allowed to cut down wood during Shemitah that you're going to use for a fire. Why? Because it doesn't have kedusha shvius. The ground is still kodesh. It's your field during Shemitah. Nonetheless, the wood doesn't have any kedusha because it's not fruit. It's not fruit. It's not edible. You're using it for firewood. Uchmoche nira lefiza, his third proof. He says similarly, lefiza dahad noeg iser katziro betziro perishviya sheyatz leshminis humin adin. He says we say that if I have shmita produce that's still out there in the eighth year, okay, so it has the kedusha of shviyas and I'm not allowed to do malacha with it. That's letter of the law. V'lorak machmas chumra de tosefes shviyas, not because of a chumra of we're extending shmita after Rosh Hashanah year 8. But it's because it's Shemitah produce. Shaperos heim al kopanim hefker, because the produce is indeed hefker. Velachei noig sham shaper iser katsira ubitsira, and therefore, I also can't harvest it. Why am I not allowed to harvest it? Not because the land has kedusha, because the peros have kedusha. So what he's saying, it sounds illogical when he says it. You sort of wonder why he has to apologize when he does, which we're going to see him apologize for what he's saying. But he says, it seems to him then, that there's nothing wrong with harvesting in the field of the Akum. Now he has two challenging sources he has to deal with. Challenging source number one is the Mishnah in Shvius that I brought you in source Nun Vav, which says, Osim betalush besuria avalo b'mechubar. You are only allowed to work with produce that's been separated from the ground in Syria. You're not allowed to work with produce that's attached to the ground. So, Dushim v'zorin v'dorchenu ma'amrin. You are allowed to to thresh. You're allowed to winnow. You're allowed to trample. You're allowed to gather the sheaves. Those are all talush, right? Avalo, kotsrin velo botsrin velo moskin. But you're not allowed to do the harvesting acts, right? Because that's mechubar. So you're not allowed to harvest the wheat. You're not allowed to harvest the grapes. You're not allowed to harvest the olives, because those are all mechubar. So why is that true? You told me, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that harvesting isn't a problem. That harvesting is just a function of the kedusha of the peros, right? So why is it that we won't allow you to do this in Surya? So Shlomo Zalman's answer, I'm sorry, I have to add, the Melech Shlomo says that Mishnah is talking about land of a non-Jew. I need to stress that. Right. Okay, good point. The answer is, he says, you have to look at the Rosh Cirillo. The Rosh Cirillo on it explains that it's a separate Gezerah Derabanan, lest people live in Syria. It's the separate discussion which we had at one point about we don't want Jews evading Shemitah going off and living in Syria. So that's why they made this Gezerah. It has nothing to do with Kedusha Shavias per se. That's number one. Number two, the other source that was a problem is the Rambam in Shemitah V'Yovel Dalad Yud Beis, where the Rambam says, source in Zion, when the Pasuk says, don't harvest that which grows wildly, means not to harvest the way you harvest every year. If you do, loke, that's Malkos for that. Like if he harvested the field and he made bales out of the stuff, and he threshed with the cattle, or he harvested for the work of the land. Which sounds like harvesting to improve the land. Kemoshe biarnu, as we have explained. Ela kotzer ma'at ma'at v'chobid va'ochel. Rather, what are you allowed to do? Harvest little by little, and then beat what you did, what you harvested, that's threshing, and then eat it. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying there are two different types of ketzira. There is, avodas peros, and there's also avodas karka. Well, that would go against what Rosh Shlomo Zalman is saying, because that means there is Ketzira that is working the land. So he says, no, that's not what the Rambam is saying. Because Kemosha Biarnu doesn't have any reference point earlier in which the Rambam has stated that there's such a thing as Ketzira, which is Avodas Haaretz. He says, what the Rambam is actually doing is just presenting examples of Ketzira that is prohibited with peros that have kedusha. If you have peros that have kedusha, this sort of thing is going to be prohibited. The Rambam is not saying that there's actually ketzira that is avodas hakarka, such that when we're talking about a non-Jew's land, it will still be usur. That's Shlomo Zalman's explanation. The upshot of all of this is then that you would be allowed to harvest an Akum's produce straight during Shemitah. And Shlomo Zalman concludes with an important note, which I felt was worth reproducing here in Source Nuches. He says, "Va'av ki agurti me'od lahachnes as roshi b'inyan chamor zeh, asher biglalo hinenu adayim b'avonusinu harabim b'galus ha'arucha v'hamara." He says, "I was very afraid to stick my head into this. It's such a severe issue. Shemitah is the reason we're still in Golus," he writes. Going, referring back to the psukim that say so. Ach leman parnasosim shalaniya Yisrael uleman lamed zechus al rivavos mi Yisrael shaloyu chas v'shalom ka'avar yanim. He says, to support aniya Yisrael and to be malamed zechus that they don't appear to be sinners. Matzasi chova benafshi lichtov is called dvari eila. I felt necessary to write all this. B'tor ha'ara la'eila hayoshvim al midin sheyasimu as libam ledavar zeh. As ha'ara for those who are the ones who address this, the Yashra Amidin, the Pasuk from Shiraz Devara, for them to pay attention to this matter. Now, he then goes into how someone, when he originally published this, offered rebuttals, and how he rebutted the rebuttals, and so on. But that's the heter that he provides, so that even though the Beis Yosef says you can't do avoda in an Akum's field during Shemitah, even within the position of the Beis Yosef, you would be allowed to harvest that which the Akum grew. Clear? Shkoyach. Next week, God willing, Josh is going to give shiur on Heter Mechira. I will not be able to be here, but that will be next week. And I've said, if you need 2 weeks, then it'll be 2 weeks, and you know, that'll be fine. After we've done that, God willing, we'll actually get into discussions about what you are and are not allowed to do with the field during Shemitah, because we've just done meta topics, you know, until now, these overarching ones. But it's time to actually get our hands dirty. Okay?